All right, it's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. President Trump unveiled his plans for sweeping tax reform today in Indianapolis. It looks to simplify brackets, give tax cuts for essentially everybody, and with double deductions. It's a plan that was hatched with Republican leaders and seems to have some Democrat support. Hey, I'm all for less taxes. Let's go. I live in Chicago. But as much as I do like this plan, what's not being talked about is how does it affect the bottom line? If you're going to cut taxes for working class, middle class, small business, wealthy, corporations, estates, pets, food, bananas. I mean, I'm no algebra whiz, but I assume that just means less revenue for the government. And that usually means less money for services like not-for-profits and social service agencies that use federal dollars to help less fortunate. I hope that's not what's happening. I'd love to pay, a couple hundred dollars less a year, but still, for what? Worth watching this as it moves forward, of course. Louisville basketball coach Rick Pitino fired today. The FBI is investigating the program for corruption, essentially criminal recruiting violations. Wow, criminal. Essentially paying families hundreds of thousands of dollars to have their kids play at their school. That's a no-no? This is the same program that was busted a few years back by setting up sex parties for recruits. Say what you will, but at least Pitino's consistent. There are 10 schools that have been accused of these violations. Really, only 10? I mean, how many teams are in the tournament? 64, 65? How many play NCAA Division I basketball? Hundreds? And only 10 are paying or giving them money and favors under the table? Right. Good story. Puerto Rico's on everyone's minds, finally, after Hurricane Maria leveled the U.S. territory. Some critics say that the president hasn't done enough to show support for the people affected. And when he did talk about it on Twitter, instead he talked about how bad the country's debt was to Wall Street and how the Puerto Rican government gave him great reviews for his response. Wow, great reviews. The opening of Broadway review. I love the musical numbers and the quick response to declare disaster and the costumes. Somewhat recommended. It makes you wonder what would happen if a natural disaster hit here in Chicago. The tweet would be like, terrible devastation, fires, flooding in Chicago, a town with so much violence and crime. Terrible, terrible football team. Alderman tried to take my sign down, but loved hitting golf balls at Mar-a-Lago. Policeman told me he could fix Chicago in week. Mayor there needs to toughen up. Hashtag sad. Oh, and ratings are terrible. Hashtag Chicago sad. Trump continues his culture war with the NFL. He doubled down on his stance saying that the NFL should get rid of their players in line or it'll be bad for business. I love that players doing silent protests are more of a threat than the league knowingly hiding bad intel on concussions. So we're saying we don't care about players' knees, we just care about them kneeling. Got it. On it. Also, where are we on the complete corporate takeover of the taking of a knee? This kneeling during the anthem brought to you by Tide. Get your clothes clean. And hashtag unity. Also, Russia now getting in the act? Senator says they're placing tweets and Facebook ads stirring up controversy over the NFL story. Okay, that's where I draw the line. Don't mess with our national game. Two could play at this game, Russia. Watch this. I'm going to right now take out a Facebook ad myself. It's going to put it on Russia Facebook. American blue jeans for sale. Guess, Cavarici, Levi, stonewashed, only $900. Also, your vodka sucks. How about that? In weather, man, last time I followed the weather app at home, right? I mean, I thought today was supposed to be super cold. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's fall. I'm like, it wasn't fall. I went outside at noon. I had my fall outfit on, my flannel, my insulated flannel, you know? With my axe. I brought my axe with me downtown and my insulated flannel, my lumberjack look, right out of L.L. Bean. Yeah, it wasn't that cold. Not cool. In sports, tonight's the night for the Cubs, who look to rebound and beat the Cardinals in St. Louis. Right now they're losing in the 6-1-0. Last night, wow. Actually, the Cubs win tonight, or the Brewers lose. The Cubs are once again going to make the playoffs, third year in a row. What is this, a Lou Piniella era? Cubs lost last night, but not after making it interesting and having a tying run on second and the ninth, only to watch Contreras strike out on an Ocasio fastball. What's missing here is that the Cardinals are playing for their playoff lives as well, now three games back of the Rockies for the last wild card spot. Ready for the final weekend? Brewers, Cards, while the Rockies play the Dodgers. Ooh, could be interesting. Or it'll be wrapped up tomorrow, one of the two. Yeah. Quick update. Man, my fantasy baseball championship coming down to the wire. Yep. With only 5 days left, it's all tied up. Although I have Giancarlo Stanton on my team, and he's trying to get 61 home runs, which means he strikes out every time he's up. And what's with the crappy trend of ace pitchers getting shut down because they have nothing else to play for? Bumgarner in San Francisco will not pitch his scheduled start on Friday because, well, he had a good year. What? What about us, Giants? What about me? I cut him from my squad as a lesson to everybody else. When I win this thing, he won't be there for the celebration because he's more interested in preserving his arm than contributing to my fantasy baseball championship. I said good day, Madison. Madison? What kind of name is Madison? The Sox can ruin the Angels' season tonight. They're hanging on by a thread in the AL wild card, but if the Sox win, that's it. The Sox also shut down their ace, Lucas Giolito. He's done for the year. What a year that rookie had, though. He came up in the shaky first start in August. For the most part, turned into the best pitcher the Sox had. A stretch that the Sox were hot. They avoided 100 losses. So serious candidate to be the opening day starter, barring any setbacks in the offseason. So no motorcycle basketball this winter, Mr. Giolito. Cool. Bears getting ready for some primetime football tomorrow against the rival Packers. The Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers asked the fans at Lambeau to lock arms before the game, which will be tough. I mean, have you ever tried to lock arms around a guy wearing hunting gear? So puffy. So clunky. How do you do it? The Bears are going with Mike Glennon, but you got to believe if he turns in a performance like he did last week against the Steelers, where he throws for 100 yards and barely over 10 yards a pass, this will be the last game as a starter. Yes, the Bears want to give Trubisky some more experience, but experience in watching Glennon command the offense? If he keeps watching this, he's going to think the NFL is a 3-yard swing pass on 3rd and 10. No! No, no, no. Let's not turn him into baby Steve Walsh or mini Shane Matthews. Nobody wants that. You thought the Bears' injuries were bad. The Packers are down to their third-string offensive tackles on both sides. So that could be a factor, but it won't be. I mean, Rodgers will score 4 touchdowns instead of 6. And still no word on whether Josh Sitton's going to play. You know, I didn't think about it, but for whatever reason, if the Cubs can't clinch tonight, they could possibly clinch tomorrow night opposite a Bears-Packers game. That's as close to Chicago sports ecstasy as you can get. Can you imagine? I almost in a way be like, maybe wait one day. And finally tonight, don't fret. I know the issues of the world right now are pretty heavy, but good news. Scientists have been hard at work on the Solomon Islands, and they did it. They discovered a new species, a giant rat. It can grow to 3 feet long and about 10 pounds, so whenever you're feeling overwhelmed, just think about the people of Solomon Islands. They have the world's issues on their backs, plus rats from your nightmares. So, do you feel better? Has to carry out for September 27, 2017. Hey, we got a new policy, only 2 napkins per customer. You don't need 40 napkins. Don't be a lazy napkin taker. All right, coming up, debunking the myths of surgery. Talk with Abbott Labs about what they're doing to change the rules of nutrition and make us more educated when it comes to getting cut open. Also at 8 o'clock, Otis Wilson joins us at the big table. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.